Goguryeo East County Commissioner Ayom Bull says armed young men from neighboring Unity State, Mayom County, cross into East County to raid cattle. He says when the gunmen failed to find cattle, they resorted to attacking civilians. He says local young men then mobilized and the two sides clashed at an area called Mangol. He says more than a dozen people were killed and 17 others were injured.
These attackers, they usually come from Mayom County. 15 people were killed. 5 children were killed. And 3 women were killed. I need them to stand by the house.
County Commissioner Bull says the attackers burned down 2 villages and the Mangol market in Goguryeo East County. He says tensions are still high in the county and many people are still in hiding. Bull says this is the first time armed men from Unity State have attacked East area and killed people. He says last month more than 30 people were killed in Mangolapuk by the same armed youth. He is calling on the authorities from Unity and Warab States to address the matter. Unity State Information Minister Gabriel Horn McQuay confirms that armed young men from East State clashed with the youth from Warab State, Goguryeo East County, on Wednesday and Thursday.
It means, you know, not even Warab and East State alone. It means also that, you know, going to be disarmed.
McQuay called for disarmament across the country to allow the communities to live in peace and urge the communities of Warab and Unity States in particular to embrace peaceful coexistence. Ring Deng Adeng is the Warab State Information Minister.
We are condemning the soft and we are asking our government to remain calm. I am requesting our counterparts, government of Unity State, critically search for these criminals. Arrest them.
Idemuni Yakani, a Juba-based civil society activist and executive director of Community Empowerment for Progress Organization, or CIPO, also condemned the violence.
So we're losing lives of innocent civilians there, whom they expect authorities have the primary responsibility to protect them, but the authorities are now completely silent. So I condemn that, and I did urge, in particular, His Excellency President, to have a say over this. This can't be condoned.
Yakani blames South Sudanese leaders for keeping silent and watching communities confront each other. He is urging President Salva Kiir to declare intercommunal conflict a national crisis because the government is unable to control it. He says the future of the country remains dark if leaders keep ignoring violence in Unity, Warab, Lakes and Jonglei states along with the Greater Pibor administrative area. Yakani says the intercommunal fighting taking place in those areas of the country has led to the loss of many lives. He says the only way to end the violence is if South Sudanese leaders demonstrate political will to reconcile, disarm, and build consensus among communities of South Sudan. The revitalized peace agreement on the resolution of the conflict in South Sudan mandates that leaders should conduct a nationwide disarmament and initiate peace-building activities to nurture the spirit of brotherhood and restore common unity and social cohesion among the communities in South Sudan. For BOA News, Daniel Marengwek in Kwajok.